Bada beer, bada boom. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I love gold. Oh,
thank you, gold member.
I'm love gold.
I love gold. That's a new beer opening. And this week, oh, you may have guessed it already. Matt is not here. He's off abroad, working abroad,
studying abroad. Yeah.
Being industry abroad, so you don't get his
work visa.
Maybe he'll call in. I don't know. It's very possible. But we will carry on with our beer fun, because that's what we like to do. We'd like to hang out with you.
Do our best without him.
Have fun with our indie beer. Drink as many as we can within under a 2 hour mark and still manage to finish a podcast.
It's only 107 today.
We're going to talk about some beer releases. The listeners of this program will give us some content by calling in and leaving their own small 3-minute podcasts or some voicemails, stuff for us to talk about. We'll also be talking about some beer culture and what kind of beers we've been drinking the past week. And on the tailgate, I got this week we've been all about budgeting so far this year or this summer. And so I got a 15-pack, an Oscar Blues 15-pack.
Man. Supermarket purchase?
Yes. Save Mart.
Nice.
Conundrum. They call it the Conundrum.
Conundrum.
Can do. And one of them is the Goodnight, the Imperial Red Ale.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nice Red Ale.
Smooth 8%.
Smooth. And also just trying to change it up, our styles up. The Mama's Little Yellow Pills.
Why you gotta do this to me? I'm not industry, bro. I'm not used to pills.
And so now the new beer you just heard open is one donated to the show from the Fontana Gym from Trey Blood. Or it's called Trey Blood. It's from McKellar. San Diego McKellar. Imperial Stout brewed with maple syrup and coffee.
Yeah, dude, hey, where's my aroma? This beer is like breakfast.
Yep.
Like,
oh yeah, the bit getting a lot of the syrup and that aroma.
That's why waffles have pockets, so you could pour this beer and the pockets will hold it for you.
Dipping. This is good waffle dipping sauce.
Waffle dipping. You're going to request this at breakfast house next time you're brunching it up?
Yeah. Maybe.
Fresh squeezed Trey Blood.
Yeah, it's hop Trey Blood.
I'm brunching.
I don't think they'll get it. It's like a Christian ownership over there.
You don't quite understand yet.
Ah, this is good.
Man, you're powering through that one.
All right, I'm blowing it down. What was this? Oh, it's 11.
Yeah, smooth. Smooth as a baby's bottom.
Easy. Easy drinking 11.
Easy. Like a pills.
This is going to get us going, guys.
Woohoo! We'll be ripped before you know it.
See if now, right now, see if you can mark the time. Mm-hmm. See how long it takes for you to sense that this beer has hit us.
Place your bets.
In the show. So Louis's here as well. Don't think Louis isn't here. Louis makes every show.
He does not miss a show.
No, he does not miss.
He even does not miss nights where he thinks the show is on.
The night before, sometimes the night before, he starts thinking maybe it's show night. Maybe they'll be here. Starts going crazy. So Louis here.
He's also been known to chase the occasional PG&E worker.
Yes. Yeah. This week we luckily don't have the power company outside the door on the pole. Like we did all last week. We'll see how it goes. It's hot.
It's hot.
Well, at least we can have the doors open this time. So, Nick, what's going on in the culture?
Hello. So, did you know
Nope.
Okay, great. Answers that one. How about, have you had the 13 yet, Luponic Distortion?
No, I saw it. I mean, we talked about it, that it was out. Okay. And I saw it this week, but my whole thing is on the Luponics, when there's a new one out, unless I'm at a place, I don't drink it because it
is a go-to.
It's so prevalent. Yeah. And it becomes a go-to. Uh-huh. That I don't want to like over drink it. So when I'm just at a grocery store and that's why I saw it. I think I saw it at Shell.
Nice.
Maroa Shell. Probably the day it came out or something. And, I was just like, nah, I'm going to have many opportunities to have this. I'm not going to buy it now. Cause you know, when you're out and about,
right,
at a restaurant, you need to have,
it's very situational.
So I want to at least be excited the first time I have it in a restaurant.
How many ums are in your sentence before you give up and order one?
Yeah.
So what do you have?
Yeah. The pressure of the waiter. Waiter's just like, and then the wife's like, he does this.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, your tip will reflect our
presence. He's a beer geek.
Presence. Like,
because sometimes you miss it. You'll miss something. You got to go over the list of two or three times before you want to really make that, especially if you only got maybe two beers you're going to be able to purchase.
Yes.
So you're like, I got to make these count. Got to make these count. This is a serious situation I'm in right here.
I don't care how many times you look at that menu, though. That anxiety will still set in the moment the waiter asks you what you want.
There's so many times where, and then like after I've ordered and he's gone away, I'm like, ah, fuck.
Yeah.
When did I see this?
And then you'll flip the menu over knowing that's the mixed drink side. You'll still look at, I don't need that side.
Maybe they got something in there. Some beer cocktail.
Damn it. They get me every time. So apparently the 13 has a special newly secret hop in it.
Nude hops.
Only grown at Firestone Walker, developed especially for this beer.
Our hop. Nobody else could have it.
So,
very elitist.
They did 3 acres of this new hop, especially for this beer, and they're saying nobody else in the world has this variety.
Oh, yeah.
Does that make it more exciting? Does that make it exclusive?
It does. Exclusive.
Line Fest worthy?
I don't know. Who knows? This may be a shitty hop.
Way to go, guys. You messed up.
We grew a terrible hop.
Apparently, they used all this hop in the 13, so they can't do anything else with it.
Oh, wow. There you go. Can't have any more fun with it.
Firestone Walker.
Wait till next year.
Dabbling in exclusive estate hops now.
I don't even how hop plants, are they good for once a year, or are they? Do you plant and replant, or is a hop plant just last like a grape vineyard does, where you just cut it back at some point in the year? You have a grape, you have a grape vine.
Mm-hmm.
You cut it back in the fall, and then it comes back in the spring, and then just once a year thing, and then the grapes come, and then boom, you wait another year.
Damn it!
Is that how hops work?
I wish Zax was here. He's actually grown his own hops before. Oh,
I know. House of Pendragon, they have potential. I think they've grown their own hops, and they have potential to grow hops if they don't.
Yeah, and their family have a farm somewhere.
Right.
And there's the Golden State hops, which are grown in the valley.
Well, our local hop grower, Golden State.
I don't know.
I wanted to grow hops here in the backyard, so I got to do it. I know you got to, because I was researching it for a while. And
yeah, they grow vertical.
I know you would think I would know if you could have to replant, but.
Why don't you know?
Yeah, you got to string a line up, basically. Mm-hmm.
If only somebody had access to old telephone poles. That'd be cool.
That's the, you die. You get shocked to death.
Shocked. No, you're not taking them down while they're still in service.
Like, hey, you don't need your phone line. I'm trying to grow hops. My phone's not working. Well, I'm trying to grow hops. What's more important?
Like somebody's existing telephone line you're growing hops.
Yep. Hey, don't. Hey, that's my hop line. Well, that's my phone line.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Sorry for your loss. Here's a cell phone.
So yeah. When I see that Lubonic 13 in a restaurant and it's the best choice, then
that's when I'm gonna
have it. I guarantee I'll have it though.
Even if it's a blurred line of maybe old 12, maybe brand new 13.
Yeah, I would like to do a side by side. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter because they're all different. So, what good does a side by side do unless you, other than just like this one's better? Yeah,
this one's better.
Of their secret hop, how much is it? Their secret hop, like, is that the only hop they say it's in it?
Oh,
it's not a single hop.
Let's see what the article says. Because,
like, how am I going to really know what that hop's about?
You're saying it's a blend and they might not. They put that just enough to consider it a part of the recipe.
Yeah. Like, is it like a Mosaic or a Citra? Because then I'm interested. Or a Nelson.
It's a single hop.
Oh, okay. Good. Then we'll really know.
According to this article, the base Lupinic has always been the same base beer. It's always the hops that rotate.
Okay.
In the Revolution series. Hops or hop blends. This time around, Firestone can claim it's a varietal that no one has ever used before.
All right. Well, now we'll know when we have it situationally.
Single hop.
What else?
Sierra Nevada's collabing with Dogfish Head for their new Life or Limb series.
Don't they mean Boston Beer Company?
Not new, but this is version 3 of the Life and Limb series. And so their 2019 release is with Boston Fish Head. It's a dark, strong ale. 10.2%. So it's a little bit high. Triple-ish category.
Dark.
It's a black ale.
The style everyone's talking about. Dark, strong ales.
Yes. What are you trying to say?
Style of the year.
Are you trying to tell me you're going to still see this around Christmas time?
Yeah. 2019 style of the year is dark, strong ales. Duh.
Where's your light bars, bro? No? So you're not excited about this thing?
Not sure. I'll try it.
Okay. I'll try it. Still indie. All right.
Still indie.
Oh, boy. What else do we got? Boston Beer.
Boston.
They are trying to create the Michelob Ultra Alternative.
All right.
Often found at the finish line of
various marathons,
foot races and bike races and any kind of races. So there's now a beer called 26.2 Brew. And they say it's made by Marathon Beer Works.
Okay.
Right.
But it's a Boston beer.
But it's a Boston beer right. product. But it's a low calorie.
See what they did.
They're trying to up the recovery ingredients. So they're putting Himalayan sea salt in there.
Okay.
Which is supposed to help you recover faster.
Right.
So it's a recovery beer. 4%.
Yeah.
And so you now have an indie light beer alternative.
Good. I welcome that.
Okay.
Will it be available like throughout? It's not going to be like a little thing. They're going to be like,
I'm sure at first it'll be race-only events, but I'm sure it'll trickle down to.
I got a race.
It'll probably be in Red Bull cans.
Got to go in a race. I might go in a Father's Day run. Really? I don't think they're going to have any beer at the end.
Do we need to bring a stretcher and a wheelchair for you? Or
yeah.
What's going on here?
Probably.
Have some cold ones waiting for you at the
end. Yes, many cold ones.
What's your distance, bro?
It's only 2 miles.
Oh, all right.
Not that bad.
So, six pack?
Yeah, I'm going to need a six pack.
Six pack. Beer me. Beer.
Daddy, what's wrong?
I don't have beer. Daddy runs on 3 beers per mile, honey. Keep them coming.
You're a great father. I know.
Beer. Beer. Beer.
Give me a beer, Kim.
All right.
I'm looking. I'll look out for that. Early looking out for.
There you go.
I used to, truth be told, I used to pound Michelob Ultras with Reggie 559.
All right.
Reggie U 559. Woo! We're calorie counting.
Why?
Well,
you're not running?
This was before craft beer boom. Before I was like exclusive indie beer.
All right. So how many did it take before you felt something?
I don't know that I ever did feel anything.
But you were super hydrated. Yep.
I'm like, I'm hydrated. It's great. Are you buzzed?
No. I've had 8 beers.
Nice.
I'm counting calories.
All right. Yeah, you could have had 1 triple IPA and still saved 10 calories.
There it is. That's what I want. I want to tell whenever I'm in a mini mart or gas station or something, and there'll be some, whether it's homeless or just some vagranty looking person, and they're buying just cheap ass beer. You know, they're buying freaking tall boys, cheap ass tall boys, and they're like, you know, 5.5
steel reserve.
I just want to take them aside, like, bro.
Pro tip.
Look at the alcohol content, man. It's not going to do enough for you.
Price per ABV.
Yeah. Let's
ooh, that sounds like a good challenge.
Price per ABV, Matt. Oh. Ooh, is that your $20 challenge? But
$20 challenge. Who could get the most ABV for $20?
The most ABV.
Indie beer, though.
Oh, yeah.
You can't cheat and get Steel Reserve.
I got more liquor.
Yeah.
Great job.
Yeah.
Wow. It's about time we bring it back, the $20 challenge.
We're going to have to find the highest ABV. Should we do it next week or should we hold off?
Ooh. Yeah, let's do it next week.
All right.
We have technology. We could social media him.
Yeah. So,
do sale prices count? That's what I want to know.
Ooh. Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
Why not? That's part of the skill, I suppose.
So if you know where something's on sale for a high...
Yeah, it's part of the work.
Okay.
Efforting. So who can bring in the most ABV for $20? That different $20 challenge. A modified $20 challenge.
Are we doing single bottles? Or are we going to buy as much as we can with $20 and then accumulate the ABV?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't know how to do that kind of math.
I got 28 four percenters for $20. Do I win?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we should put like a bottle limit. Maybe we should just go, well, god dang.
Or should we just do...
I was going to say just one, but then that's not a whole lot of skill. It's just like, here's my one beer.
Yeah, you can still do price per ABV, though.
Yeah.
Cost per ABV.
True. I'm staying in. Excuse us. Maybe we're trying to work out our show here, guys. So if everyone could just hold on a minute.
Yeah.
We're trying to work out next week's episode.
Fast forward to... 32:45
well,
in the podcast.
We'll stew on it next hour or so.
There we go.
Coming in. Maybe somebody will call in with some good stuff. Not that we're live streaming.
They'll magically know we're talking about this.
Yep. Somebody voicemails will be like, I heard you guys talking about a most ABV for the lowest price, and here's a suggestion. What else, Nick?
Zax is collabing or has collabed with Maui Brewing, and they're doing a beer release up in Chico on Wednesday, last Wednesday.
Oh,
And I don't have many details on this yet, but it's got a clever name, as all Zach Spears do.
Collab. And so our Sacktown, reps can go check it out. I mean, not that Chico's right there, but close enough.
Yeah.
You can get a Zach's collab and then you'll go to Sierra.
Yeah, and then while you're there, it is called, where is it, what? Oh, it's a chili mango goza.
Yep, of course.
I don't see the name on here. I thought I saw it earlier.
There was rumors that Zax was going to get a keg of this.
Ooh. Wow, so you know more about it than I.
I talked to a guy.
You know a guy, huh? Anyway, it had a clever name. I can't find it.
Insert clever name here.
Yeah.
But if you're in Chico...
It's like Jumango Me Crazy or something.
Hope you enjoyed that in Chico.
Maybe yeah, enjoy that. So they're doing things. They're getting out in the world.
It's good.
Yeah. Especially with Maui. That's crazy.
I know. I was like, how are they collabing with Maui Brewing? And it's in Northern California.
And then it's in Northern California.
What's happening? Fresno Brewer collabing with Maui Brewing, and the beer is available in Northern California.
Ooh, one more.
One more.
Well, do you got this hockey conundrum thing happening?
Well, it's over. The congratulations, cheers to the St. Louis Blues for finally winning a Stanley Cup.
Okay, so...
Now my Canucks are basically the longest running... non Stanley Cup winning team.
Damn it.
I think, maybe.
So I guess people are trying to start crap because Sam Adams.
Oh, yeah, they made a bet.
Preemptively made a label thinking the Bruins are going to win.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And they made it early, too. It wasn't even like, oh, this series is done. I mean, the series is still pretty active, and they're like, let's make it.
Well, you got to get it cleared. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. I didn't think about that. I should have known about that.
Yeah.
It's like, you got to get that label cleared, so it doesn't matter. You can't.
Yeah, it's not like a jersey where you could have them made the next day.
Yeah, we made it the next day.
The next day. You know.
Bada bing, bada boom.
So they took a risk in making it. They spent a lot of money in developing the artwork. But to say they jinxed it, I mean, do you believe that? Are you superstitious in your sports?
A little bit.
Yeah?
A little bit.
That's, okay.
Yeah, you kind of don't. Well, the problem is that becomes headline. You know, you use that. If you're the St. Louis Blues, you're like, you print that out and put that up in the locker room and say, like, look at these Boston motherfuckers. I think they've already won. They're making beer for them and everything.
Oh, so you think it's a little pump?
Yep.
Get him.
It spurred on the Blues to win.
Mm-hmm. So maybe it did jinx him.
Now everybody in Boston hates
Sam Adams. And there goes Dogfish Head.
Yep.
And they're gonna die now.
All because they lost Stanley Cup, which is good because last time my team got in there, Boston beat the Canucks. It was BS. So. Eat shit, Bruins.
Nice. How do you really feel?
That, like that.
Okay. All right. Enough of the sports talk. This ain't no fucking sports center.
Ball!
Bullshit. Dad's Day is fast approaching.
Woo!
So it's 4th of July.
Dad's Day weekend. As you're listening, we're having a Dad's Day weekend.
So if you're still unsure, because I'm sure we have lots of families that listen to this podcast.
Big family listening.
Yeah.
Everybody gathers around the radio.
Wives and children, listen up.
They feed their podcast feed through the radio. And they're like, gather around, kids. Come listen to the show.
That's right. And if you're still unsure of which ice chest to get, get the dad for Dad's Day.
Oh.
Here's the top 10.
Oh, here we go. All right.
You want me to go backwards or forwards?
Yeah, give me number 10. Start.
Number 10, Coleman Extreme 5.
Extreme!
It's extreme. Coleman's still in the game after all these years of camping. Number nine, Igloo. Ice Chest Glide Marine Ultra Cooler 110.
All right. That's a boat cooler.
That's a boat cooler,
that
bro.
That name, I'm going to say that's made for boats.
Yacht Rock. Get your Michael McDonald.
Put your air supply on. Crank it up.
Number eight, Rubbermaid Ice Chest.
Rubbermaid,
bro.
I know they made Ice Chest.
Free light bar
Come
with purchase.
Come on, Rubbermaid. The problem with the Rubbermaid Ice Chest, you're going to lose the lid and you'll never find it. There's no way.
Why is that true?
Where's the lid?
A Rubbermaid would have been higher if we found the lid.
Yep.
Still held ice for seven days.
Yep. Still held ice.
We just can't find the damn lid.
And then where would we put the... Honey, where's the lid? Still on the Tupperware. There's no lids. Where do they go?
I don't think I need to go any further. That's pretty much the best.
They go to the same place the sock, the second sock goes to. Some sort of vortex that lids and socks, other socks go to. That we don't know about. And we're not supposed to know about.
Is that Rubbermaid's motto? We would have been higher if we found the lid.
We would have been higher, but we lost the lid. All right.
Number seven. I have not heard of this. Pelican Ice Chest Pro Gear Elite.
I think Pelican is a knockoff, like a store brand.
I believe, yeah. I believe now we're getting into the feel-alike category, as in all of the rest of these will feel exactly like a Yeti, but they're not a Yeti.
Everyone trying to be Yeti.
So we have the Pelican at number seven. Yeti comes in at number six.
Ooh. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, maybe this is a different one.
So this is the Yeti Tundra.
Okay. Good.
Number five, yeah. Arctic, R-T-I-C. Hard cooler.
I think that's another
Bro, this is a hard cooler. Yeah, these guys... These are the first ones to come in.
The first Yeti knockoffs.
To come in slightly underpriced.
Oh, okay.
But similar features.
We're
going to
make it cheap.
You know, we got latches and a rubber seal. And
cool latches.
Number four is the K2 Summit Team Cooler.
Oh, that one sounds unfamiliar to me.
Number three is the Engel, E-N-G-E-L.
Okay.
High performance cooler. High performance. See, these are all so from
post Yeti.
After the Rubbermaid, the Pelican is the first one to have the latches and the heavy duty handles. These are all Yeti style
Yeti
features.
Inspired.
So the Engel number two is the Grizzly cooler.
What?
Yeah.
Where's that one from?
Grizzly.
The Fresno Grizzlies.
And number one, the Orca.
The Orca.
So the most popularly sold by Walmart.
Oh my God. Walmart. All these knockoffs.
Yes.
Yeti knockoffs are above the Yeti.
So there's five knockoffs ahead of Yeti.
What a bunch of horse crap.
All right. So you're sticking to your guns. You still want the Yeti?
Yep. I get the original, okay? I don't get knockoffs.
There you go. There's your Dad's Day gift guide.
I luxury car. I cars that drive themselves, shift themselves, not a shifter car.
Ice chest that lose their own damn lid.
Nope. Oh, the fridge might still working even if Matt's not here.
Hello.
Oh, jeez.
It was put in the corner. Somebody put baby in the corner.
Oh my gosh.
So, what's the next beer out of this Oscar Blues pack that you want?
Well, there's a hazy one that you're not going to want to be interested in.
I should punish you with stouts this week since Matt's not.
Doubt it.
You better watch what you say.
Get us some good, bro. You want them cans?
Barrel aged. I see a lot of barrel aged in here.
Sure. Whatever, man.
What? There's actually a hazy one in here?
Yeah, it's like a Denko meter or something.
Wow. Are you making shit up now?
Sort of.
Denko meter?
This whole show is pretty much made up. It's not one of the scripted podcasts. People that read scripts and do a podcast.
Cano Bliss? Really?
Am I supposed to buy this? You're breeding?
You really want this Cano Bliss bullshit?
I'm just saying if you wanted something from there.
I'm looking out for you.
Don't care about me.
Well, I've got a stout in my hand. I'm not worried about me.
Get it out there. Stout it out. Stout it out loud.
Get ripped.
Getting ripped.
All right. I'm going for it.
We're going to party hard. Can you tell the 11% set in yet? Who had 45 minutes into the show?
I love gold.
From Oscar Blues, from their the Conundrum variety pack.
Feel bad we're drinking all of your variety pack.
This is that's what it's there for. It's the Cano Bliss Hazy IPA from Oscar Blues. As far as I know, it's the first time this is made, and maybe it's only available in the the freaking variety pack.
Exclusive.
I like the aroma.
That is a good aroma. That's the
stuff you don't like about hazies. The aroma's
good. The aroma's always good. That's my complaint about hazies. They smell good. They look like crap. They taste like crap. But all the aroma.
It's a nice beer. Was there more stuff?
Grizzly Coolers was founded in 1983.
Oh,
in Decorah, Iowa.
Sounds before pre.
There you go.
Yeti. Or at least they. You could assume that they were working without knowledge of Yeti, one or the other.
So there you go. It's all American. Oh, you could get it on Amazon.
How much of those run you?
You want to find out how much a grizzly will run you?
Yeah.
How much an old grizzly will set you back? $269.99.
All right.
This is the 40-quart size.
That's good. Solid price.
If it's that good.
I'll look into it.
Oh, this list comes to us from, what is it? IceChestGuide.com.
Okay. That is a bullshit site. No, I know. Because I've been trying to create websites that would be Amazon friendly, and that is I have no idea. I mean, I've never been there, but I guarantee that is a site made up exclusively to get people looking for ice chests to buy them on Amazon.
There you go. So it's up to you to take this advice or not.
Yeah.
At least we have options now.
Yep, options.
Options.
To wait to get a Yeti.
At least you've heard of these now.
You either charge it on put it on your credit card or wait till you actually have the cash. These are the options. Is that all the things you have for culture?
Well, Yetis float in your pool. Mm. So you don't have to get out of the pool to get a beer.
I feel like maybe they would float, but it would be so unstable.
Ah.
It would be annoying.
Okay.
But I don't know.
I think I just had a million-dollar
idea.
It'd be
nice to be able to...
The pool ice chest.
Mm-hmm. I think that I've seen that.
Damn it.
Not a Yeti version, but...
Okay. Then that's all
I've seen. I've seen like a setup like that where it's just like floating out there. Yeah, and it's like very. It's marketed to like bros and things like that, and sorority houses and pools.
Keep all your margs cold.
Mm-hmm. And then you have a beer pong table.
Nice. Now we're talking.
And you have a floating. Little
Where's the pool
chipping
cornhole?
Green. Yeah. There's probably a pool cornhole. There's a pool everything.
Is there a pool, Louie?
Yeah. No, Louie's not a fan of the pool.
Damn it. Damn it, Louie.
I can see all this stuff. Did you have more things?
No, that is
okay.
All.
this has been going around for a few weeks, but enough of our listeners keep bringing it up that for us to talk about, because I don't think we've talked about it. But so there is a small movement in Colorado trying to get the mountain style IPAs as a thing.
No,
you know, we got hazy IPAs. We got San Diego West Coast IPAs.
All right,
you know, you got Portland Northwest IPAs. You know, they're piney and
yeah, spruce tippy
and malty and so now, you know, Colorado, they want to make mountain style IPAs,
mountain time,
which according to the article, there's one on porchdrinking.com where it's sort of in between a New England and a West Coast.
Okay.
It's an in-betweener.
Wouldn't that be regular IPA? Are they just trying to take regular IPA? Maybe.
They're like, now it's mountain style.
No, it's new.
So in on this is Odell.
Okay.
They have a mountain standard IPA.
Uh-oh.
You know, like the time. Mm-hmm. There's also the Shed Brewing has mountain IPA, just straight up mountain IPA. And there's Strata, or Steep Coast has Strata double IPA.
And this is a mountain
style. This is an Oscar Blues beer called Steep Coast Strata. And it's
Coast.
Strata.
How do they have Coast IPA in the name of a mountain IPA?
I don't know, bro.
This makes no sense.
So we'll see if they can make it stick, which is fine. I mean, we need more like definitive styles, like Midwest, which you could consider Colorado as a Midwest, but you know, doesn't really have an IPA style.
Yeah, they're feeling a little left out.
Yeah, then you figure out something. It's cool.
I don't know.
Texas doesn't really have any kind of. Yes, we need more.
No, we need more IPAs.
Not enough. More IPA styles. We're so lacking in IPA styles.
Thank goodness.
Do you ever drink non-alcoholic beer?
I have. I don't buy it myself, but if somebody has it, I'll try one. Mm. Especially if I know I'll be leaving soon.
All right. Because, yeah, I think I want to start trying them.
Oh.
Because just mix them in once in a while.
There you go.
Because the calorie count, more of anything, not because of alcohol, but because the calorie count's like very low, like 25 calories or something like that, 30 calories, something like that. So, like, to have the sense that I'm having a beer.
Just satisfy the craving.
Yeah. Just, you know, to mix in with my regular beer, to have, like, you know, like there are nights, you know, middle of the week, work nights, and I'll have a 16-ounce IPA or double IPA, and then I'm like, fuck, I really want another beer, but I shouldn't have another beer.
Wow.
And then to have that as
an
option.
So instead of an ultra, you'd go for a non-alcoholic.
Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think I'm better off doing that.
The one I could remember recently that I've had wasn't bad. It was kind of like a slightly hopped pilsner. It was very basic, you know, not a ton of flavor.
Basic,
but it's called Buckler.
Buckler.
That's a popular one around around the house.
Now I'm thinking. Now I have to research all the non-alcoholics and whether it's indie or not.
Oh, don't worry, you won't find many. But there's Buckler, Odell's. Maybe a few more.
You don't see that many IPAs or pails. It's always,
I think you might be.
It always seems like there's
better off going with hop water than a non-alcoholic.
I always see that hop water, and I was like, it doesn't look appealing. But maybe in that aspect of like wanting, but does it taste like beer though? Hop water.
Hop water. I don't know. I've yet to try hop water. But I'm just picturing the flavors you like. I don't know if the non-alcoholic would do it for you.
Okay.
Because you don't like super malty stuff, and that's usually what you're going to get is malted.
Non-alcoholics are malty.
Yeah. more malt and carbonation.
Son of a bitch.
But we should try it. We should have a hop water non-alcoholic beer challenge.
Oh, boo.
It's a cheap investment. Come on. Like, what, we spend $6.
Yeah. We did it. We spent $6 on the show, guys.
Something I think Whole Foods, I've even seen singles of those at Whole Foods before. You can probably get a single non-alcoholic to try it.
Give them a try.
In hop water.
To try.
I'm not against it. I just, I don't think the flavor that's going to satisfy your craving when you don't want to drink will be there.
Just curious.
Yeah. I like where you're going with
it. Me too. Me tonight. Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? 559-492-0542 is the voicemail lineup, the perfect pour. I don't know why I'm talking like I was from Texas all of a sudden, but that's what's happening now, and that's the show.
I ain't going to complain.
I ain't complaining either.
I'm going to open this beer.
You do that. People call us and they leave us a voicemail. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty good time.
It's pretty cool.
We claim to be the number one voicemail show in podcasting. We've been claiming that for a while. Nobody has given us any indication that they have more. So we're going to keep claiming it.
They're scared.
They're scared. Man, I know we have more voicemails than Perfect Board, but I do not want to tell them because they will blow up.
Ooh, you don't cross those guys.
You do not cross them. They're sons of bitches. You can also email us.
There's a bunch of sons of bitches.
You can record something on your smartphone and email that recording to us, perfectboardpodcast at gmail.com, 559-492-0542. And we have this.
Gold.
The new beer. Glug, glug, glug.
Getting chocolate wasted.
Oh, my gosh. From Colin and Janine.
Oh, man.
Donated to the show. Thank you, Colin and Janine. Shadow Man. From Decennial. Is that what the... River North. From River North.
I know.
Shadow Man 2.
Yeah. Barrel aged.
It is a enigmatic Imperial Stout.
Woo.
It is from 2018. Release number 2. Cases bottled 99.
Wow. It's not a lot.
Age for up to 1 decade. Wow. It gives you a whole decade.
Woo. Well, too soon. Don't drink it. Put it back.
Yep. Too late, bro.
Put it back in the bottle.
It's going in.
Damn it. This is the one Janine recommended we drink 2 shows ago.
She didn't want us to wait, huh? 10 years.
Friendly reminder that we have this.
Shadow Man. Good. Easy drinking for all that alcohol, man.
Mm.
Well.
Hope you got tomorrow off.
I do not.
How is your personal time? PTO.
Yeah, I've used too much already.
Oh, boy.
Hey, guys. It's longtime listener, first-time caller, Alex, a.k.a. Schmalexander or Schmalex or whatever. You know, I'll answer a lot of things. I've been meaning to make this call for a long time.
Sweet.
For a couple of reasons. First, Mikey totally butchered my name when I emailed. I haven't corrected him on that, so thank you, Mikey. I also, I'm on my way to my favorite bottle shop, Glass Jug Beer Lab, out here in Durham, North Carolina.
Wow.
The main reason for calling was because I have an overdue shout out from December to Fontana Jim. He reached out because he was out here in December, yes, 2018, and I wanted to thank him for, you know, seeing if we could have get it. I was out of town, but I never mentioned actually that I was actually born in Fontana, even though I grew up in Illinois and ended up out here in North Carolina.
Aren't we all so children pretty cool.
So shout out to Fontana Jim. I'm going to also turn in my very overdue homework. I'm just always behind the ball here. First, coolers are a North Carolina necessity because you go to the beach half the summer. You try and get out there. So I have a couple different coolers. I have my trusty Igloo for the beer that I don't let other people drink because I usually drink it first. But then, to really impress people, I do have a Yeti. It's totally worth the investment, Mikey. Yes. The way I did it is I was like, I'm going to commit to just saving the amount of money I need to each month, put it in a separate savings account, and paid for it that way. It's totally worth it. And people are like, wow, that's cool. And I'm like, yeah, I'm cool.
yeah, I know.
And then also for how I got my handles on social media, Schmalexander, which that's the legal pronunciation. It's not my government name, but it is covering up my government name, of course. But I got that from in college. It was kind of a nickname, Schmalex or just Schmal or whatever. I don't know why. Maybe because I like schmear on bagels. That might be it. Let's go with that. I definitely plan to call him more often and give some more shout-outs. I'm way behind the ball, but, you know, that's... I may be late to the party, but I made it. So, keep it great, guys. I'm almost up on 2 minutes, and talk to you soon.
Cheers.
Oh, and keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah. Oh, we've been hankering for more first timers. So, thank you, Schmalexander. And also, Nick broke a glass during that call. If you didn't catch that. So Nick's now diligently picking glass out of the garage carpet.
I'm going to feel like crap if Louis cuts himself.
No, he's all right. It's Louis. He'll be fine. I think he got enough. Louis's all, woo, this is fun.
Yeah. No bare feet in the garage for a while. Until we get a vacuum out here.
So thank you, and that was rad. More of those.
Hey guys.
Good evening.
It's Colin and Janine.
It's Tuesday.
Woo. Why is Colin
beer on Tuesday, but we have beer stories from the weekend.
Yes, on Friday went to this little club in Denver, and we saw a band called My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult.
If you guys never heard of My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult, or they just call them the Thrill Kill Cult sometimes, it's a trip.
That's what I
are definitely weird, and we didn't make it through the whole thing because we're old.
They're from the 90s.
And even our daughter, who was like, oh my God, this is horrible music. So we ended up kind of bailing on it a little bit early and going to a brewery in Denver called Jagged Mountain.
Yes.
And they have pretty good beer. They have one called Cougar Slayer. I love the name of that beer. It's pretty good.
Colin wants to be a
Cougar Slayer.
And then Saturday
we went to one of my favorite festivals here in Colorado called Avery Invitational.
Yep, happens at Avery Brewing Company. Brand new. Well, it's been a few years now, but $35 million brewing facility. We all know about the San Juan deal. I don't know, you guys have probably gone through that. How they got a little bit buyout going on, but they are the shit. Like, they make such good stuff. Their brewery is enormous, and they must have had, I don't know, 250 different beers on tap that day. From certain, from just various places. Trillium was there, which is the only time I've ever had Trillium is there.
Lost Abbey, Rheingeist, places like that. It was really, really neat. And 5 hours long and $40 a piece, so not bad. And we got our picture taken with Adam Avery.
Yeah, the man himself. He was walking through and he was like trying to get a beer from one of the tasters, from one of the tents, and he's like, he hands him his glass and... Apparently the guy didn't fill it up enough because Adam Avery's like, fill it up, would ya? And he yelled at the guy.
That's not cool, Adam Avery.
Owner of the brewery, which is hilarious. But yeah, super fun.
And then Sunday, we got invited by our very good friends who are beer tenders at one of our favorite breweries, River North, to their house for our going away party because they are moving out of state.
It is industry.
So it was an industry party. So they had a whole bunch of River North beer, and River North... makes a lot of really heavy stouts and Belgians and stuff like that.
We know.
And
okay.
It was Sunday. Colin and I decided we were not drinking that day.
But we brought our friends, and they decided that they were.
We brought four of our friends there, and they all decided they were going to drink. And so we got to be the sober people watching all of our friends that we hang out with all the time and get drunk with all the time actually be drunk when we were sober.
So that leads us to our question to you guys. Have you ever been in this situation where you are sober and the people that you always drink with are not? And you realize that how drunk they can actually get, and you're like, oh my God, I've never seen Scott get that hammered. But the truth is you probably have, but you just don't remember. So any stories about that one would be super appreciated, because I think this probably happened to each one of us at least once. I mean, you can't drink every time. I don't know. Maybe you can.
So that's it. And that's it. Keep up the good, work, guys.
Ta-da. Later.
So something's going on with Colin. I don't know if he has... some sort of sinus infection going on or whatever, but I think he needs to get himself checked.
Not regular Colin.
No, wasn't regular.
You think that was a stunt double?
Maybe.
Maybe real Colin was hungover.
What's Janine up to there? Has Janine replaced Colin with the another guy, another dude? Just Colin.
Other Colin.
Just say you're Colin. They'll never know.
Stupid podcast.
I know. Wait, what were they asking?
That's never happened to me.
What was it they're asking?
Have you ever been sober around the people you're typically drunk with?
Oh, yes.
So are you secretly not drinking and Matt and I are getting drunk?
In my 20s, we would have, pre-Uber days, one of us would have to decide to not drink at all or drink very little. And it's the worst duty. You had to do it as a friend.
The worst duty.
It's just like it's like your turn to babysit or whatever. It's so, and everybody's it's just the worst having to be the sober driver because everybody's annoying. all your friends are just embarrassing and annoying, and then of course you are that embarrassing and annoying when you're not the driver, but. And there's definitely a style of sober driver too, or your designated driver. So, and some people are like just so bitter about it, and they're just like they just be like, "Come on, let's go, we're done," And other people are great about it, and just like they're just like, this is what I'm doing for the night. I'll just let them have their fun. I'm just gonna hang out and have my sodas. And so there's two different drivers. There's the one that's just like, let's get this over with. I'm not getting the drink, so this is bullshit.
Yeah.
You guys are a bunch of assholes. You guys are terrible drunks.
Usually you guys are fine, but tonight you're just terrible.
Yeah, usually you guys are. I don't know what's going on tonight, but you guys are horrible. But, we've all had to do that.
No, I have not.
Oh, come on.
I am so cool. That never happens to me.
Nobody ever drinks around me when I
drink. Does that mean I'm always the drunk?
Wait. No, I've never had to do that. More voicemails from... Oh, yeah.
Wow. Welcome to Slap Shop with Beer. I'm Sky91, and this week we're switching up things a little bit because tomorrow is Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh, boy.
Rangers versus Bruins. And as a Rangers fan, you can only guess who I'm rooting for. And it's anyone but the Bruins. So go Blues. You guys might know the final by the time we record this. You guys can probably judge how I feel right now.
You're feeling good.
But for right now, I just want to jump right into things. Got a beer here just for Nick.
Okay.
Well, actually, it could be also for the Bearded Brewer.
Nope, me.
But mostly for Nick. Because it's from Beard Brewing in Stonington, Connecticut. And it's called You Like a Da Juice.
That's not me.
Double dry hopped IPA.
That's not me.
Nick hates juice.
Clocking in at
7%. Drink it in the morning.
So figure I sip on this rest of the night while I recap my weekend in New York City. My second annual Brewery Borough Bonanza. Yeah, we hit four of the five boroughs again this year: Manhattan, Queens, Brooklyn, wow. and for the first time, Staten Island.
Ooh, the island
is Bronx this year. Staten Island.
And we got to six breweries, four of them new for me, and a handful of new bars, plus a winery for the wife. And everything was really solid in New York City. I mean, all the bars were really cool. They were a bit, some of them were a little packed, but they're all hopping pretty well. We got to LIC Beer Project, Big Alice, Fifth Hammer, Rockaway, Brooklyn Brewery, and Killsborough. Killsborough was in Staten Island. Just wanted to then jump into some of my late homework from, like, I don't know, 10 episodes ago, it seems. the Scotty 91, it came from me needing a new good beer handle that wasn't tied up with other things online. And so, I mean, obviously my name is Scott, and as a wrestling fan, I took a page from The Rock. So, the Scotty.
Excellent.
And and one of my favorite hockey numbers is 91. So just threw it all together. Not to confuse that, 91 is not my birth year. So I'm not that young, unfortunately. But
yeah, we are.
And as for coolers, I just got a fairly basic one. It holds maybe 16 cans if I jam them all in
cans.
There. It's got solid plastic inside with a cloth exterior with a strap to carry it.
Whoa.
It's great for bringing places, great for bottle shares. I mean, gets the job done. I think I got it at Walmart or Target or something like that. But that's about it for this week. Wrap things up. And with that, I'll just leave you guys with a quote from the movie Slapshot.
How's it going, Nick?
I'm drunk. Nah, I'm not bullshitting you. Got stinking shit face on the bus. Louise left me, and that son of a bitch over there keeps playing me when he knows I'm shit face.
Jeez, I'm really sorry.
Anybody throws me against the boards, I'm gonna piss all over myself.
Play ball.
Slap shot. Best, one of the best comedy sports movies of all time.
Aha, so you've seen this.
Come on, every hockey fan has seen Slapshot.
All right.
Give me a break. You don't have to be a sports ball fan to enjoy Slapshot.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
He brings up a good point, though, but about the bottle share bag, the portable cooler.
Oh.
I like what he's saying. You got a smaller version to take one or two bottles somewhere.
Oh. Yeah.
Don't want to take your Yeti 110 everywhere.
Well, the Yeti has the bags.
No, yeah, Yeti makes a version, but
supposedly they're better.
He went next level with the personal size sling bag cooler.
Right.
We haven't touched that category
yet. Personal.
Personal.
Yeah, I'll get there eventually.
You're still focusing on the main. You want the main
I gotta keep saving.
You want the ice chest first, and then you'll downgrade to the accessories.
Then I'll start getting all the goofy shit. I need a solid chest.
Guys, solid chest. Can you hear me? I'm driving.
Scotty B.
So hey, guys.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make a new fermented creation, and I need some help deciding on the name for it. So check this out. It's gonna be a dry hopped. Well, there's two things I'm gonna make. One is a dry hop guava cider. Guava.
Okay.
And I need help coming up with a name. I was thinking
typical
sex
dwarf. Guava cider.
Typical.
No, I'm thinking about sex dwarf. We got a better idea for a dry hop
sex dwarf.
Guava cider. And also, I'm gonna make a dry hop
open
cider
box.
That is much like a West Coast IPA as possible. It's going to be so dry. It's going to be a dry cider, and it's going to have West Coast hops in it. But I can't really think of a good name for a West Coast IPA cider. I was thinking of FOF. You know what FOF stands for? Well, I don't want to cuss or anything, but the F stands for a cuss word, and then the OFF is just off. I thought that'd be fun, you know, because I can't think of a good name. Foff. So if you guys come up with any cool names for a dry hop guava cider or a dry hop West Coast IPA cider, let me know. There was probably something else I was going to call about, but it's like, it's for something in the morning. I'm on my way to work doing overtime, and you know I'm not a morning person, but I am an overtime money person. I like that. But anyway, keep up the great work. Driving! Oh, wait, whoa. There was something that was more beer related.
Yeah.
It's still about me, kind of, but it's more about Alvarado Street. So, Nelson, baby,
I'm listening.
On tap at Tap and Cellar. And they have it in cans, too.
Ah!
And oh my golly. I mean, that beer is so hashtag juicy. Man, you'll juice yourself when you try it. Telling you. The Nelson.
Juice all over your pants.
So dank and sticky and just juicy all over. So, yeah, that's it. Okay. And keep up the great work. I'm driving!
Driving! Thank you, Scotty B. The Scotty B. He's the only one.
Guys, can you hear me?
Again?
I'm driving!
Uh-oh.
So, hey, guys. I'm going to make a new fermented creation.
Wait a minute.
And I need some help.
This is a repeat.
Hey, man. I wanted to hear Scotty B again.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be...
You got a problem with that?
A dry hop.
What's your problem? You don't...
You're using up two of his voicemails.
He's using
it. You can't call again. You know what that means, Holmes? That means the perfect pour in Spanish, eh?
Yeah.
Should you be here? Matt Naked Mike, how you boys doing? I know what's
up. I got to hear the perfect pour in Spanish.
What an invertido perfecto. You know what
Latidos?
That means? That means the perfect pour in Spanish, eh? Should you be here? Matt Naked Mike, how you boys doing? I know what's up. Mikey, turn on the fan or the AC for these fools.
No, it'll sound like shit.
It,
eh?
we can deal with
the
this is what we do for you.
Sweat it out.
Orale, chew your beer here, and I got a question for you guys. Have you ever been in this scenario, Holmes? Came home, celebrated my kid's tryouts for his football team in high school. He made it. And also getting prepping for the Triple G fight. Holmes, Friday I went and bought some crowlers at my local watering hole, 818 Brewery. And I decided to start drinking, Holmes, early, you know, like noon. So by 4 o'clock,
right.
I was fucked up, Holmes. Yeah. My wife asked me if I was good. I had to lie, because I didn't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, good.
I couldn't see straight.
I'm so good, straight,
Holmes. So I had to lie, and I had to put myself to bed, Holmes. You know, to the point where you know you cannot deal with society or you cannot function around other people that are sober. So I put myself to bed. Guess what, Holmes? I drank two crowlers, two growlers, eh? Two 64-ounce growlers by myself.
Look at you, bro.
Bag of hops, IPA, 8.1 ABV.
Woo!
That's what very I drank. Nice.
In 8.1.
Myself, eh? But that shit was so delicious. It was so hot that Saturday. It went down like water, Holmes. So my question to you guys is, have you ever drank so much that you had to put yourself down? You had to put yourself to bed. Your boys or your wife didn't have to do it. You did it yourself because you knew you were fucked up, Holmes. But here's the funny thing.
Every week, Chew.
2 hours
every
later,
week.
I woke up, hey, and I was sober, Holmes. I was ready to go again.
Look at you.
So what's
let's go.
That,
let's bring it.
Let me know. Do I got, like, the liver everybody wants? Or no. What did I do, Holmes? I didn't even drink water, Holmes. I should have had a headache. I should have been dehydrated. I should have been that, like, a... Like feeling my worst, but man, that was some good ass beers. Maybe that's all it is. It's just good beers, Holmes. But have you ever been in that situation for you and the listeners where you drank so much you put yourself to bed, Holmes, because you know you are not capable of functioning and your kids cannot see you in that manner? And then you wake up a couple hours later, 2 hours, Holmes, maybe like an hour later, Holmes. I don't remember, but I still got a time to watch the Triple G fight. And I was sober, Holmes. So sober that I started drinking again, Holmes. But don't tell my hyena because she went to bed.
Well,
I stayed
you.
Up watching movies with my kids, and I started popping some cans.
Do you know
cans,
that she was drinking last night?
I don't know, Holmes. Do I have a problem? I don't got a problem, man, because okay. I'm not even drinking right now. Well, if I did have a problem, I'd be drinking the beer because it's fucking hot. Orale. So what do you guys have to say? This is Chew Your Beer, and I can't wait to hear your answers. And also, Mikey, turn on the freaking AC, Holmes.
No.
These guys deserve it.
No.
It's so hot. We can deal with the little hissing in the background.
No, you can't.
I have to watch you. Peace out, eh?
No, let him suffer.
Wow. Here's what I got to say, Chew. It wasn't 2 hours. It was 26 hours. And your hyena had it on DVR for you when you woke up.
Ooh. You see that videotape of the alien guy in the driveway?
Yeah.
That, you know, looks kind of like a Nightcrawler alien.
Mm-hmm.
Looks kind of like a puppet.
Is that what you get?
What is that shit? Yeah, that's what I look like after I drink too many Chew. That's what I look like, that guy. Walking around like that. Oh, man.
Mm. Yes, I have been that drunk. Very recently, as a matter of fact.
Whoa. Was this at the Invitational?
No. No, that I came away rather unscathed. I was actually able to get up and actually go to the car show I meant to go to that day. Sans hangover.
I actually...
We had a anniversary party, I guess you call it, at my in-law's house. And we were drinking beer and whiskey.
Oh,
and
God.
My wife says,
mixing.
You make this noise when you're going to throw up.
Uh-oh. Wow, you did go for it.
Yeah. And she's like, you were doing that in the car. I thought we were going to have to pull over.
Oh, boy. Here we go. I've been through this before.
So I guess I had a little too much fun.
Wow.
Put myself to bed.
Yeah, I put myself to bed many times. One time. This is early Dorktown over at the other house, Dayton House.
Ooh, Dayton House.
Did we ever record over there?
No.
Okay. Did I ask this question before?
No, actually.
Oh, okay.
No, I've never been to... Oh, no, I have been to Dayton House. That was...
You're at
The
birthday party. You played.
Mm-hmm.
Got paid well, like...
But never podcasted.
No. Nope, never podcasted. Okay. No. Sometimes I get confused. Like, we
got paid? What?
Did we do perfect pour?
Who ran off with that money?
Reed's got your money.
Son of a bitch. I got tacos and a hangover. That's all I got.
You got tacos and a hangover.
Son of a bitch.
But over at that house, I remember one night, just as one example, because there's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Of waking up in the morning in my backyard in the grass.
Wow.
I'm like, all right. I slept out here. Not because I got kicked out of the house, just because I felt.
This is where you decided to end
it. At some point during the night, I was like, I'm going to lay in the grass here. Maybe I was looking at the stars. Maybe it was just like, this looks like a flat surface. Pretty sure it was the latter.
This is dry at the moment.
Yep. I just woke up in my clothes in the yard, daylight.
Wow.
Like full daylight. Like, what's going on?
Where am I?
Yeah. So there's many.
Why is this cat licking my face?
Yeah. That's probably some of the better examples of that. So if you haven't done some of that, then you haven't lived, I guess. I don't know. You haven't passed out in your backyard, then you haven't lived.
Wow. BRB.
Yep.
I got to go pass out in my backyard.
Yep. I think, like, he's saying put yourself to bed. Like, if you're that drunk, you're not going to think to, like, oh, okay, I need to responsibly go to bed right now. I'll drink my glass of water and take my 2 Advil and go to sleep. That's when you've just had a couple beers and you're mm-hmm. like, oh, goodness, I don't want this to turn this into something. Yeah.
No, I get to a certain
point. So you get a certain point, you don't give two shits. Oh, nope. You're one of those guys that disappears.
I like look around the room, gone.
Oh.
In bed.
You go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have my friend Aaron will do that sometimes. You just be like, where'd he go?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's in bed. Huh? He's in bed.
Yep.
He was just here. Oh, no, he's in bed. He's passed out. Oh. Just having a conversation with him.
If you're lucky, you make it in time just before the spinning starts.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. I haven't had one of those in a while.
Oh, man. That's hard to make the spinning
is the worst.
So if you catch it in time,
like what's going on with your body physiologically that
you're just spinning.
Like, it feels like somebody is doing a twisting the house around, like how is that happening?
Suddenly you're in Dirty Dancing.
And you've not had the time of your life.
Somebody definitely put baby in the corner.
Yep. The corner baby was in there, and it was not fun. All right, those are the email voicemails. People emailed us and left it as a voice. You can also call the number and just leave a voicemail in a traditional sense of the word.
Louis concerned about this.
492-0542.
He's at attention right now.
He's at attention, and we are listening to the final voicemail of the week, and it comes.
Hey, this is Paul from Fairfax.
Oh, my gosh.
Wish you guys
I remember this
congratulations
guy.
Congratulations on reaching episode 307.
Yeah!
You did it, guys. Woo! Not a lot of people get to this point.
Oh.
But you did it.
Is that bad?
You've got staying power. You guys are shelf stable. Did you hear that?
The shelf stable show. Oh, I'm writing that down. That's good.
Speaking of shelf stable, I've got a story about shelf stable IPAs. Stable. And usually the phrase shelf stable and IPAs don't go into the same sentence. But
no.
I was coming home one evening. It was a little late. And I realized that I had no beer at home. And so I stopped at a 7-Eleven.
Oh, God.
Hoping for the best.
Yep.
I figured I, at the very least, could get a six-pack of Sierra Pale.
But 805,
bro.
What
I see on the shelf is a six-pack of High Lie.
Wow.
So I checked my date. And it's 3 months old.
Okay.
And I'm
within,
like,
within.
Well, okay. Let's just give it a shot. Why not? Worst case scenario, it sucks. But I bring it home, and it tastes great. And I realize that High Lie is a shelf-stable IPA.
All right.
It's something about the recipe, something about the fact that it's not over-the-top hop aroma action. It's just a very well-balanced, perfect IPA. And if it can hold out for 3 months in a 7-Eleven, then that's shelf-stable right there. Also, it's somewhat of a budget beer. It was $11.99 at 7-Eleven. That's not bad. For a six-pack, right?
No.
I mean, it's not maybe super not budget, but I would
beer.
Lump that
$2
into
a beer?
My budget buy, considering that the cheapest Modern Times four-pack is $11.99. So, anyway, once again, guys, man,
quick turn to logic us.
307, awesome. Shelf-stable, IPAs, party on.
Awesome.
Keep it clear.
Party on.
Keep up the good work.
Yay.
Cheers.
Be excellent to each other. I feel like he's making fun of us.
7-Eleven in some parts of the country has delivery.
Ooh.
And I assume that's beer as well.
I think our 7-Eleven surprise would
share
be Drake's
7-Eleven.
Down here.
Yeah, they have Denogonizer usually.
Yeah.
So you at least like have that as, you know, you also have the Sierra, like Paul
was
saying.
Sierra, 805.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Drake's is the craft surprise at most 7-Elevens.
Yeah, so we at least have that. What was Paul's question? Didn't Paul have something more than that?
Is you is or is you ain't our constituents?
We is. We are all those things. Damn it, Paul.
Damn it, Paul.
It's all Paul's fault.
Wow. Paul after Paul.
More Paul. More Paul.
The perfect Paul.
The perfect Paul. Thanks, everyone, for contributing to the show. You're very kind, and we appreciate it. That's you can be on the show as well. PerfectPoorPodcast@gmail.com. Email us that file. Or just email us an email and we'll read it. Or you can call 559-492-0542. If I said it enough,
huh?
Uh oh.
Those words?
Terror blood. The terror blood's kicking in. It's kicking in, honey. I'm going to sleep in the yard tonight.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Louie, take care. Take care of Mikey. We need him next week.
Why don't you go sleep in the yard? I will.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll.
Maybe I will sleep in the yard. What do you think about that?
Wow.
I think that sounds great, dear.
Okay, but you do. I bet you do.
That's a lot. It's happened a lot.
Wow.
That's an exact rep.
More than you care to admit.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to bring up.
Never happened to me. Tell you what.
What are you looking out for, Nick? Beer releases.
I'm sorry if you and the Matt have already looked out for this.
We already looked out for it.
But I thought of you guys when I saw this. Creature Comforts has partnered with Alvarado for chill. What? Beer waves? Damn it. Okay, hold on. Let me pull it up.
All right. But initially, it doesn't sound like one we've talked about.
Penmanship has failed me again.
Damn it, Pass Nick. Why couldn't you have helped me out?
Yep. Fail. Creature Comforts. Chill Beach Wave. It's a double IPA from Creature
Comforts.
Doesn't
sound very chill to me.
Chill? What? It's Alvarado.
Double IPA, bro.
Chill, bro. That'll make you chill.
All right.
That'll make you sleep in some yard.
It's true. I'll get you to sleep in somebody's yard.
Awesome name, awesome label, shitty looking beer.
Ooh.
Hazy AF, bro.
Oh, I bet it's beautiful.
I know. You guys would probably enjoy it. So while I was trolling Creature Comforts page, I came across another one for me, which would be Life in Flux, an Imperial Stout from Creature Comforts. A blended Imperial Stout, 13% ABV, whiskey barrels, blended from the wood cellar.
The old wood cellar.
Best represent the beauty of our current whiskey
Mountain
barrel
IPA
stout collection. 17 to 25 months in barrels. Thank you.
Is that enough barrel
Please
time?
Please and thank you. It's
What's your preferred barrel time, Nick?
Ooh,
12 months. 12 years?
Years. Sure.
12 years. I'll check back in 12 years.
Yeah. Let me know. No. No more than 4 years. No.
Oh, yeah. You're on it.
No more.
Don't let it go past 4 years.
That's right.
No matter what the can says.
Those bastards that said drink fresh were right.
I hate that they were right, but they were right.
They were right. Also, last week's looking out for, you mentioned Napa Parabola.
Yeah, I was asking, like, should I look out for this?
I have now found it, and I will let you know.
Oh, okay. Is this in Big Cot Drinkins or next week?
No, it has not in Big Cot yet, but no longer looking out for.
All right.
So now Whole Foods has a selection of it. $9 to $10.
Sounds like a deal.
Sounds like a
deal. You got to watch out for that Whole Foods. Who's making that Whole Foods?
Who's what now?
Oh, no, never mind.
Who's making a Whole Foods?
I got confused with friggin'... the other market that's like Whole Foods that makes their own beer.
Right? Mm.
Never mind.
Wow.
I won't edit that out.
Trader Joe's?
Trader Joe's. I got confused with Trader Joe's.
Wow.
Why isn't Whole Foods making their own beer? That's the question.
Because they're smart and they outsource that shit.
No, but but that's what Trader Joe's is doing. I'm saying, like, yeah, why isn't Whole Foods outfitting or
Whole Foods says if you know the name you're gonna buy more. why
you're gonna buy
you?
Our shitty beer.
Yeah. We have to sell for half the price.
Trader Joe's is all, look at our beer. Yeah, like Trader Joe's is like all their shit, right? Like mostly the store is like their shit.
Yeah,
mostly
like
we made beer too. No you didn't, somebody else made it. Yeah.
Unibrow made it.
Yeah, we know how to make beer at Gordon Trader Jones. Maybe it was a Gordon Biersch one. That's okay. I'll buy it.
Okay. Don't tell anybody.
So, all you're looking out for is? You mind looking out for us? Looking out for beers.
That is all. Three beers.
They're coming out and you gotta look out. Sierra Nevada brings three weight. Yeah, it was new. I saw it on Sean Chamberlain's Instagram.
Wow,
I was
like, awesome.
What is it? I think it's a fishing reference, a fishing lure reference.
There's a sport I'll never get into.
But it's only a 4% beer.
I would see Matt do that. I wanted to try.
Yeah. Oh, I want to be Matt. Only 4%, especially made it back in the 2017s or so. It was specially made for Utah.
This is old beer.
Because of their low ABV. But no, this is a new batch.
Oh.
Just saying that they made it for Utah at one time.
So 3 weight is the percent.
Sure. I have no idea. What's Nick talking about? Can anyone help me out?
Great.
I'm lost. I don't know what he's talking about.
Have more stout. That's what I said.
Stout.
Brick glass.
Stout good.
You'll like this one, Nick.
Okay.
Eel River.
Mm-hmm.
Hazy by Nature. Boombox.
Boombox, yes.
IPA.
I like a good boombox.
Hazy by Nature.
The great thing about boomboxes is they had dual tape decks. And you can record.
Record what's going on the other one.
Uh-huh. Or you could record the radio.
Yep. New song came out.
Uh-huh.
When there's a new song that came out, I'd sit there and wait for that new song so I could record it.
And your only job was to pray that the DJ didn't talk over the end of it.
Yeah. You're just like, shut up, dude. I'm trying to get it pristine recorded.
Pristine.
I don't want to hear about how you guys were at Grandy's.
This is when I was listening. Stealing honey packets.
Yeah. Hey, this is KRZ. We're out here at Grandy's right now. Oh, man, a great crowd out here at Grandy's. Get your specials, a lot of great Grandy's specials. And bring your records down, too. We'll play them. I don't care. I don't give a shit. We're out here all day from 12 to 4, and you're listening to KRZR.
Wow, apparently DJ's in the bathroom taking a dump.
No, that was a normal guy, dude.
That's normal guy.
Normal guy.
You have the perfect voice for radio. Oh, do I sound good? No, you just have echo for some reason.
No, you just naturally have echo. And Ales. Oh, here's kind of what we're referencing earlier. Alesmith and Beechwood collab.
Ooh.
Make something called Boom Crash Hopera.
Wow.
And it's a 9%.
Okay. You're like,
this sounds great. Two sounds great breweries. Great. This is going to be good.
Percentages on point.
It's an Australian-style sparkling ale. Sparkling ale.
No. A sparkling ale.
No. That high a percentage, a 9% sparkling ale.
Sparkling
it's
ale.
It's got Summer Galaxy and Vic's Secret IPAs.
Okay.
I mean, hops. Like, I don't... Is that what it's going to taste like? I don't like sparkling water. Should I be getting sparkling beer now?
Maybe you should.
Maybe
9%? I think you'll do all right either way.
Either way, you're going to get 9% of alcohol in your system. So you'll be fine.
Just do your ABV to dollar math and you're fine.
I'm fine. Nick, what did you been caught? Oh, wait. Shit. I forgot.
Oh.
I was like, wait, there's a setup here.
There's a thing.
There's a whole thing.
There's too many stouts on the table.
God damn it. Been caught drinking.
Louis, be careful.
Nick, the Nick 80.
Hello.
On Untapped. Have you even been using Untapped this week?
Oh, no.
I haven't seen you on there.
I work too much lately.
Come on. Untap it already.
Okay. So I had I'm embarrassed to say this.
No. Say it. Be out with it. We got to be straight on this show.
I willfully bought a 4-pack of Telesto.
Oh, why is that embarrassing?
Because it's a hazy, bro.
Oh,
It was good. It was freaking good. Damn it, Modern Times, you finally got me with your haze, bros. I willfully bought and had 3 of the 4 Telestos, and it was delicious. It made me happy.
Oh, look at you. You're coming around.
And you know what's funny? Ooh, I like the sound of this. So I was sitting on the couch Sunday, which was rare for me.
I love gold.
Wait, usually in your garage.
Nothing on TV, right? Absolutely nothing. But Beetlejuice was on. Mm-hmm. So I'm watching Beetlejuice, and I've got the can on the table, and my wife comes in, and she's like, hey, that looks like a sandworm. You're drinking a beer with the sandworm on it right now. And I was like, holy shit, this does look like sandworm on the Telesto cans.
Uh-huh. It does. You're right.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of crazy. That Beetlejuice was on. And
yeah, I never connected that to. Yeah, that's where I know that.
That shape.
Shape design from.
Yeah. Sandworms. Hate them, right? I hate them too. Hate them, right?
What do we got here? What are we drinking here?
Boy, right? This was an XL Perro, I believe.
Ooh.
Double Pool Limited Release from Captain Lawrence. Is a stout brewed with espresso from Black Cow Coffee in Pleasantville, New York.
New York. Oh, Pleasantville. Isn't that
Pleasant
nice?
Town.
Isn't that nice? What do you think about this?
Nice. Doesn't quite keep up with the Sandman, though.
We did
these out of order.
we're going serious though.
Yeah, this is nice beer.
Another nice one.
It just when you have such a heavy barrel aged stout like we had two
the McKellar one,
Trey Blood, and then the Sandman. You really miss the body that those barrel aged beers have, and so this feels real watery, kind of light.
Ooh,
shots fired. I don't care. It's true. Yeah. You have a light, you know, this is. Hey, this isn't barrel aged. It's
man.
Just a
That's
stout.
All the show is.
Yeah. It's an imperial stout. Milk, sugar, espresso, flaked oats, 10%. It's not a lightweight, but it just doesn't have that barrel aged stickiness that the others have.
All right. More been cuts?
Oh, I had a Bengali from Six Point.
Yeah, nice. Where did you find Six Point?
This is from my LA trip I brought back.
Oh, okay.
Nowhere local yet, sadly. That was tasty. It was fresh. I had forgotten what Bengali tastes like. So.
I think I have too.
It was nice. And I believe, was that it? Yeah, that was all.
You did more drinking.
I did more drinking. It was just not beer variety.
Ooh, whiskey boy.
It was whiskey. I made me an old fashioned.
An old fashioned. Then I did. No. I guess I drink.
You drink beer.
I drink beer.
You were pool drinking.
The temperature was. The Nick 80 on tap. Remember
you,
him?
Thank you.
Remember Matt? And I know Matt's not here, but still follow him on Untapped.
Yeah.
Bearded Brewer 87 on the Untapped. And this week, it's definitely pool season in full effect. Let's see.
Do you have your what flamingo floating?
It's a good thing I have Untapped so I can remember what the hell I have. Well, I had more of that throwback, more of the Oscar Blues. Conundrum variety pack, and another one on there was the Pinner, the throwback IPA that they have. It's a nice beer that was pool bearing.
Ooh.
Lots of pool.
Have you found a favorite out of that pack yet?
I think it's the hazy one.
Oh.
Yeah. Cannabis.
There's some more.
And I also had
it hazy.
They had this at Fig Tree as a single. The Lost Coast IPA, just a very simple.
What?
That's what we call it. And it was a single, and it was appropriately priced. Didn't have to figure it out or anything. It was just
You didn't have to do math.
You didn't have to charge me $18.99 for the one can because there's no other way around it.
Oh, wow.
It was properly priced. And
it was most modestly priced.
Most modestly priced. And it was a nice beer. I had the Schutz Fresh Haze because it was a big, it was a 19.2.
Oh, still not 24.
Budget beer. Nope. Cannot get that 24. I had one the Nick 80 donated to myself. Billy's Haze.
Yes. So how was this?
New World Ales. It's a nice beer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That wasn't that bad. That was an extremely reasonable beer for what it was.
There you go.
I think it was $3 for that can. For that
Billy Haze for your budget beering. Fresh Squeeze IPA from Deschutes.
Wow.
I went to Spokeasy again.
Okay.
At a Mega Made from Crux IPA.
Wow.
I think that was Oregon? Pretty good. Yep. And also at Spokeasy. Space Demon from Modern Times.
Mm.
That's just sitting there. I don't know.
Wow, everybody's sleeping on it?
Yeah, I feel like it. It's good beer. And yeah. I'm going to assume they're already out of it. If I know
it's Spokeasy
already. Yep,
they don't even bother
trying to go.
High and tight. Spokeasy is the high and tight of tap rooms.
And also I went to the Full Circle Olympic to see Joshua Teehee from the Dorktown Network play with the Strikingly Originals.
Damn it.
And at Ernie's IPA during that. And I had another one there too, the Peanut Bum. But I didn't seem to check that one in.
Great.
And
look at the big brains on Brad.
That's enough of that. Dorktown on Untapped. Matt is Beard of Brewer 87, and Nick is the Nick 80.
Sometimes.
Man, there's so many Nick beers this week.
Cheers. Finally. The day is mine.
Cheers! Do you have some people to cheers, Nick?
Who, me?
That's you.
I cheers Louie.
Louie.
Louie has been very good.
He gets enough cheers.
He has been good boy tonight. Cheers to the captain checks in, Captain Whiffle.
Oh, okay.
He's
Captain
on
Whiffle.
Episode.
Because there was a captain in Visalia.
Yeah, he's kind of made a resurgence on social media too, sans captain hat, but he's out there doing things again. Captain says he's on episode 200.
All right.
And that was May of 2017.
Okay.
So from 2017 to 19.
Almost seems like that would be a bigger distance.
Yeah. I don't think we must not have or had just recently gone to weekly episodes from every other
week. Yeah. It took us a while.
Well,
we're like, we can't do every week.
Who could do that? Could we go back to every other week?
Yeah, right.
Especially when it's 110 in the studio.
Ooh.
So he's checking in. No specific updates, but he is catching up quickly now. He's at the 200 mark.
All right. He's going to catch us.
Cheers to... there's a Get It happening on the East Coast between Hoppy Libations and Pittsburgh Tom. Cheers to them. They're getting it. Sounds weird when I say it like that.
Big cheers.
They're just drinking beer, nothing else.
Nobody sent us any pictures of this Get It.
No other insinuations should happen there, but they're hopefully having a good time. Cheers to the Zax for having a collab with Maui.
Yeah.
And there's one more from the poor.
Uno más.
From Uno Porum. Más. Cheers to... Oh, I know what it's going to do. So, there's some debate whether buyout content should be allowed in the Porum. And Scotty B,
ooh,
he's policing the Porum for us. He says, no buyout content, sir.
Good job, Scotty B.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need that buyout beer nonsense.
I mean, it's all in good
Ballast
fun.
Point.
Cheers to Al Green, too, for posting content to the Porum. We love everything we see in there. But I was just cracking up at Scotty B for cracking down.
If you're not careful, Chief, those guys with the perfect board are going to shade your windshield.
Wow.
I don't know.
Sunshades, huh? ShamWow? We're going to ShamWow you?
Yep. Be careful.
Nice.
That's all the cheers.
That is all the cheers.
All the cheers. Big cheers, obviously, to our golden gods of the show. They actually pay money to listen to the show. You, right now, I don't know what you're doing. You're jacking it from the guy next door. I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
How you're getting this feed.
Hey, he's asleep on his lawn again. Let's go get his podcast.
Let's go get his podcast. Let's steal his podcast. Maybe you're working with the Stolen Podcast. I don't know what you do in your spare time. Doesn't matter. But these people give us $5 a month or more. And just to be cool.
Yeah.
And that's all they need in return. But we give them, if they're interested, the tailgate. You can listen to that. And you can also help with the dishes. I don't know.
Maybe we'll send you a sticker.
Yeah. Maybe we'll send you a stipper. Stipper.
Stipper.
That dang double freaking shit.
That's right. You Haze Boys can't hang with
us. We gotta get
stout.
Out of here before it gets really bad.
Haze Boys.
Haze Boys.
I'm Haze getting, Boys versus Stout Boys.
I'm getting knocked around here. You stout
Where's my
boys,
team?
You're like,
News
yeah.
team assemble.
You're like, this ain't nothing. Yeah. I'm just like, oh.
I call this Tuesday.
I call this every day. Also, cheers. Besides our golden gods at patreon.com/perfectpour, if you want to be, you also get invited to the Porum. We reference the Porum once in a while. It's a private Facebook group that only the golden gods and other select people get to go to. Also, cheers to hops_hound. That's Jay. Mama. God dang it. Now I'm like a Nick where I can't read my own hem on running. Manny G. Lopez. That's what I'm trying to say. The period hoppy period couple. Michael Radzi one. Maddie Boy 90. B. L. Clark. Tap Truck Central California. And STE. No, what? Stephen. Shopper 8. I don't know why I have that written down, but it's there. That's his handle, okay?
All right.
Sure, it's important.
Yeah, very.
It was important earlier in the week for me to write down. I think that's enough show.
That's a show.
We had a lot of doubles and...
hell yeah, we did.
We've had some fun.
A proper show,
finally. We've hung out.
Matt needs to go away more often because I get to drink all his stouts.
Ooh. He goes away plenty.
Hmm.
We need a little bit more map back here. Let's go.
Louie, drink a stout.
Go find that.
Go find Matt. Even better, go find Matt.
Yeah, go find Matt. And don't come back.
And he's doing nothing.
Don't come back till you got him. Well, thanks for listening, guys. It's been fun. Perfect Pour Pod on the social media, perfectpourpod.com. And if you want to do a hashtag, Perfect Pour Pod. People will see it on the Instagram.
What?
Yeah, man. In the meantime, be safe.
Uh-huh.
Keep up the good work.
Okay.
Wait, I don't think that's right. Dang stupid beers. Be safe.
Check
your... No,
your...
no. Be safe.
Okay.
Have fun.
Uh-huh.
You can have fun and still be safe.
Okay.
And then check your dates.
Oh,
before the whole thing starts, check your dates.
Shelf stables.
Shelf stable. This show is very shelf stable.
Shelf stable shows.